This email just came through from Duke's athletic department that Mike Krzyzewski will not be coaching tonight as Duke goes to Winston-Salem to take on the Demon Deacons. He's going to miss the game due to non-COVID related illnesses, or at least something that's not COVID related. I didn't say anything else. Could just be sick, or maybe there's something else going on. We don't know. Just that it's not COVID. But that's where we are, Jellio. When somebody's not available, we have to know, well, is it COVID? And one day, as we're approaching 2 years of this stuff, one day we can just say, yeah, they were sick, and not have a freak out as to whether or not it was COVID. But John Shire is going to serve as the acting head coach. This will be the second time he does this. He was the acting head coach, I think, in their win over Boston College last year. So, yeah, John Shire already 1-0 as a head coach. So we'll see if he can move to 2-0 against the Demon Deacons tonight.
Yeah, a little preview for the future of Duke. Mm-hmm. Without Mike Krzyzewski. It'll be interesting.
Who you got tonight, by the way? It's an interesting night in ACC hoops because we got Duke Wake. Wake's been on one as of late, and that's going to be a hyped Joel Coliseum. It's tie-dye night. They're bringing back the tie-dye. And I wonder if they're going to do... I think they still do the whole Zombie Nation thing. And NC State's at Louisville after NC State had a describe it as a deflating loss against Clemson on Saturday.
Yeah, tough sledding tonight for the Wolfpack at Louisville. Louisville's not a great team. We saw them in December, the first weekend of December against NC State. It felt like they were still finding their footing. You'll remember that their coach, Chris Mack, was suspended for the early part of the season, so that was probably factoring into why their rotations were so far off. But NC State's shown an inability to defend the post, and if Chris Mack will actually leave Malik Williams on the floor tonight, that's going to be a matchup problem for the Wolfpack.
Over to the NFL, where everybody's still processing the coaches that have been fired, and we are still processing the head coach who hasn't been fired, that being Matt Rhule. So Joe Judge was let go by the Giants yesterday, and that's one of those... That was one of those firings that I'm surprised it took as long as it did following Sunday's debacle, where he essentially showed you that he didn't believe in his own system to get out of a jam there deep in the end, deep on their own side of the field. So yesterday was a good, you know, when something happens in New York, a lot of the New York based national media outlets go all in on this. And like Max Kellerman, who you can listen to on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max here on 99.9 The Fan every weekday morning, was going a step further. Not only was it a Joe Judge problem, but they had Dave Gettleman retire, and now Kellerman was arguing this morning that you got to move on from Daniel Jones too.
There are only a handful of great quarterbacks. Either you got one or you don't. Go get one. Don't tell me about anything. Just go get me a great quarterback. Justin Herbert was in the draft. The Giants could have drafted him. Russell Wilson could be on the move. Aaron Rodgers could be on the move. A lot of teams will have excuses and wind up with Mitch Trubisky and Daniel Jones. Let that be another team, not my team. I'm not trying to hear any of that. Go get Sean Payton and Aaron Rodgers.
So the Aaron Rodgers thing is interesting because later this morning, Mike Greenberg, which you can listen to on 99.9 The Fan from 10 until noon, leading you up to the Adam Gold Show, referenced Rodgers and the firing of Joe Judge and how Rodgers on the Pat McAfee show, which we'll play in just a little bit, was making fun of Joe Judge. And his argument was, if you're the Giants and you were thinking about making a move for Rodgers this offseason, whenever things end with the Green Bay Packers, well, you really can't bring it. He's not going to want to come to your organization if that clown's your coach. Here's Mike Greenberg.
They are laughing at you. If you're Joe Judge, they're laughing at you. That's not the media. That's not McAfee, who, by the way, was a player, but can easily be ignored now if you choose to. It's not some idiot like me sitting here. I'm easy to ignore if you choose to. It's not one of the former players on TV. And anyone you want. Ryan Clark, Dominique Foxworth, Marcus Spears, Dan Orlovsky. It doesn't matter. You can't ignore Aaron Rodgers. You can't pretend that didn't happen. And oh, by the way, the idea that Rodgers might come play for you when he's laughing at your coach, I genuinely believe that those things could have and should have contributed to what they did yesterday, because what happened was They woke up in the morning thinking maybe we'll be able to get Aaron Rodgers. And by the time the day was over, they realized Aaron Rodgers thinks you're a joke. He thinks you're a joke.
Okay. That was Greenberg. Now, what's he talking about? Why is he referencing Aaron Rodgers making fun of Joe Judge, you know, thinking you're a joke, et cetera, et cetera? He was on the Pat McAfee show. Aaron Rodgers is out with his buddy once a week, usually makes some sort of headlines. You know, last week it was the headlines over the fact that he had a particular book on his bookshelf that got people going. So here's the exchange with McAfee and Rodgers over what happened in the Giants game where Joe Judge called a couple of obvious QB sneaks in bad down and distance situations stuck up against their goal line. I want you to hear the clip, and I want you to stick around, because if you hear this and your reaction is not the same one that Gilio and I have, we have questions.
You know, this idea that they wouldn't have kicked it because of
catastrophe,
getting it blocked. Like, it's just, look, you play to win the game. I don't know. Nobody wants to be a part of that. You want to get the playoffs, of course. Nobody wants to be a part of, like, kneeling the shit out to take a tie. I would lose my mind. You know what would make me lose my mind almost as much as that? Third and nine on the minus five. Oh. Let's go in goal line personnel and run a QB sneak.
Yeah, you would call timeout there. We'd audible. Hey,
call that one in, Matt, and let's see what happens. That ain't flying.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Fourth quarter,
unbelievable. The breakdown that
Orlovsky
had on that was pretty amazing. So.
So that was Aaron Rodgers with Pat McAfee making fun of what happened to the Giants and how, oh, yeah, you do that with me there, you see what happens. Julia, why do I feel like didn't we have an example of this?
Let me be super clear here. Things I've learned on the radio in 2 years. Like, it's fun to be on the radio and talk to your friends and have a conversation. And Pat McAfee has, like, reinvented the wheel because doesn't have to follow FCC rules. He is a former player. He has an outstanding personality. And they're able to really, truly have a conversation that sounds like football players having a conversation. So let me tip my hat to Aaron Rodgers and to Pat McAfee for that first. And to be very clear that I respect all of them. Mm-hmm. Let me also say it's easy for you and me to have takes about Matt Rhule. It's easy for me and you because that's what we do. You know, we spend all day formulating these takes. I'll let you in behind the curtain there a little bit.
Oh, you spend all day formulating these?
I do.
Just open up a mic and we'll see where it goes.
We watch the games. You got to read some articles. You know, you're trying to stay informed. So we're never actually in these situations is what I'm about to get at. Mm-hmm. Because Aaron, my man, you were in the NFC Championship game last year, I think for the fifth time in your career. On your home field, you're down 8. Your coach on fourth down from inside the 10-yard line, inside the 15-yard line, decided to kick a field goal down 8. My man, you know what you did? Do you know what you did? You acted like a bee. You took your helmet off, you walked off the field, and you said, okay, Matt, I don't care if I ever win the Super Bowl. Okay, Matt, good call, coach. That's what you did. So don't get on here and give me, if that was me, man, I would have called timeout. I would have done this. Buddy, that wasn't even for, like, any stakes. Your situation was for the Super Bowl. And by the way, you don't have that many kicks left at it, man. So don't tell me what you would have done. We already know what you did. And you acted like a bee.
Now you know why I don't like Aaron Rodgers? There you go. Countless examples where Aaron Rodgers wants you to believe he is about that life. He ain't about that life. That dude is constantly looking for the reaction. He's looking for the dopamine hit like you illustrated with his buddies. That's why he does the Pat McAfee show, because he's doing it with his buddy where he's never going to get challenged. He's making the jokes. They're going, yay, Ron, yeah, that's great. Yeah, you do that. Like, the way they were slapping him on the back with zero pushback with, hey, Aaron, weren't you in a similar situation? tells you exactly what you need to know. He just is there for the cheap pop from his buddy. We all know people like this. We all have buddies in our group that are kind of like this. They're always looking for the cheap pop. And you just kind of, you know, roll with it and you just keep moving on. That's Aaron Rodgers for you.
Makes me think of the great Adam Sandler and Chris Farley exchange. Was it Billy Madison, right? That Veronica Vaughn. Yeah, but right. We got it on. No, you didn't.
No.
No, but no. You would imagine. No, you didn't.
No. No, you didn't. No, but see, no.
No.
So, yeah.
Okay. You're right.
It is funny to me in adulthood how there are so many roles that are continued to be played that you developed while you were still in high school and college, right? Like these dynamics with your buddy groups all still exist well into your 40s and 50s, et cetera, right? And Aaron Rodgers is that dude just looking for the cheap pop. I'm like, yeah, man, that's great. Whatever. Have your fun. Be curious to see what happens in the postseason.